Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm here speaking to Dean Elliott, director of the musical Woody Says. So it's a show that's come from America, am I right? Is it the original cast, or do you have a new cast?
We've got some of the original cast, and we've got some British cast as well. So the chap who wrote and co-founded the show, a chap by the name of David Lutkin, is a very good friend of mine. He's from Oklahoma, but he now lives and works in New York. So he's coming over, and he's also playing Woody Says as well.
And so that leads me on to my next question. Tell me about the musical, I suppose. It's an adaptation of Woody Guthrie. Does it look at his life chronologically, or does it look at a certain period?
It's funny. It's four actors on stage, and one person plays Woody Guthrie, David, and then the other three play every other role imaginable. They also play about 50 other instruments. So it really is an extraordinarily busy and lively show. It was based on his book Bound for Glory, and also some of his, he used to write for a newspaper column as well. So it's based on a lot of writings they pieced together. So, and it goes through pretty much his entire life, but it's done kind of stylistically. It's very well put together. I saw the show 9 years ago at Edinburgh Festival, and it's easily one of the best pieces of theatre I've ever seen. It really affected me, and I'm glad to be part of its future.
What made you want to get involved in the project? So was the fact that you saw it at Edinburgh?
I'm a very sort of big fan of that era, that kind of Great Depression of America, the sort of search for work over in California, the Southern States Dust Bowl blues. I just find that era very fascinating. And I went to see it at Edinburgh Festival. I was sort of, you know, thinking, oh, I'd quite like to go and check that out. I went to see it at Edinburgh Festival. I loved it. And then I kept in touch with the team that were there, and also went to see it when it was in the West End at the Art Theatre for a few months, and loved it, the Art Theatre. So I was like, okay, right, fine, I need to take this on a UK tour, which had never properly been done before. So, yeah, really wonderful.
So you mentioned that it was based on his writings. If I'm right, that was his column for the paper People's World, called Woody Says, right?
Correct.
Is there a political message that's coming from the musical? Because he was a very political man.
He was very socially aware.
The voice of a generation, in a way.
Yeah, he sort of spoke for the people. You know, he was the voice of how people were feeling at that time, a time of amazing sort of suffering and sort of personal woes and problems. And yes, of course, there's a political edge to it, but the thing I take from it, it's not sort of force-feeding you sort of political sentiment. It's more a message of sort of look after one another, you know, be kind to one another, all kind of universal themes about sort of just being friendly to one another and being sort of together as a human race. That's kind of the theme, which is sort of universal regardless of your political bias, you know?
I agree. Actually, I have a question about musicals that I've always wanted to ask. Why and how are the songs picked? Is it just to fit the story, or is the story based around the songs?
It's sort of used stylistically. So, you know, a lot of his songs were about things that happened to him. You know, so for example, he's talking about being on a railroad, you know, and what he sees on the railroad. So obviously that song is played whilst like a scene set on a train is taking place. And there's a song that he wrote, you know, when they were marching against, you know, fighting against the companies. And there's a sort of protest song in there. So they're kind of woven in really quite cleverly. And yeah, I think it's just a very well thought out and very well done piece of theatre.
What do you hope that people will take away from the production?
I think I read the script again, because it's been changed since I saw it in the West End slightly. And I read the script a few months ago, and by the end of it, I was just in tears, because I still think, you know, with the world as it is today, that message of be nice to one another and, you know, stop being horrible to one another and, like, let other people live is still very sort of prevalent today.
About your background, is this your first foray into directing, or have you done this before?
No, I've directed before. It has been a few years because I've been concentrating on producing more. But I do really enjoy it, especially something I care about. If I feel very passionate about it, and I feel very passionate about this show. So, yeah, I'm super excited about getting up and getting them sort of working.
Has the response to bringing it over to the UK been what you hoped for?
It has, yeah. There's some people who have obviously seen it before. Strangely, I was running another show we have called The Simon and Garfunkel Story through Norway. And a man came up to me in Norway and was like, I saw it in London. It was amazing. It was brilliant. When are you bringing it to Norway? And I was like, oh, we don't have any plans.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And he was like, okay, well, so he's flying over from Norway to see it in England. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, some people love the show. So, yeah, I think people who have seen it before are very excited that it's coming back.
My final question, without giving away any sort of, I suppose, spoilers, what's your favourite bit of the show? Do you have a favourite part?
Do I have a favourite part? Do you know what? There's this really wonderful... There's one guy in the show in particular who plays about 30 instruments. It's ridiculous. He just plays so much. And there's a really lovely moment between him and Woody Guthrie in which he goes out into the audience and he plays the spoons. And I know that sounds really daft, but I've never seen a spoon player ever before, and this guy is just incredible playing the spoons. And there was just a moment in it, I just think it was really funny. I think that's what I take from it. It's a very moving show, but it's littered with so much comedy that you can't help fall in love with how beautiful the show is. And that moment of him playing the spoons and running out into the audience, it just always makes me laugh. So yeah, it kind of brings it home, because it is a very sad piece of theatre, but it's also a very funny and very sort of beautiful piece of theatre.
That's wonderful. Thank you very, very much.
No, thank you.